Greetings and salutations from the Agile Podcast again. Here we are, Craig.
Called the Agile Revolution, Tony.
Oh, yeah, they're more the Agile Revolution, Agile Podcast at
Agile Australia
Agile
2015.
Australia, yes.
Let's go and see what we can find.
Vox popping.
Vox popping, just making our way around the universe here.
And we have a likely candidate.
Yeah, we found...
We thought, what better than to Vox pop...
Rachel Slattery.
Rachel Slattery.
Oh, you're
the
funny.
Driving force behind Agile Australia.
We're going to organise with this. What, seventh year now, Rachel?
Yes, seventh year. Yeah.
And why? Because 7 years ago, who gave you enough liquor to, you know, to make you think that this might actually be a thing?
Well, all these very interesting startups were talking about Agile, and then a couple of the big companies that I knew were starting to talk about Agile. So I suppose I thought, what's the deal with Agile? So conversations, as you know, Keith said this morning, we started having conversations, and this is what it led to, my goodness.
70 years later and stress later.
Yeah.
1,100 people crammed into the Hilton, which what holds 10,000, 1,050?
Yeah, well, even less, actually. Yeah. I think it's 970 seats. So, yes, without the convention centre, this is it. And I think everyone's doing really well. There seems to be a really great buzz.
It's a very good buzz, actually. Yeah, really good.
So happy with the result, I'm sure. The program?
I am. I think it's been a result of a great community effort and great team of reviewers, chairs, advisors who have actually just helped select, you know, some great talks, and hopefully from what I'm hearing, people are really getting what they want, which is the experiences of, you know, very varied companies. I think the Atlassians, Vens, Red Bubbles to, you know, the big end of town. So yeah, we're covering for everyone, I hope. Trying to.
Your speakers are right too. That Craig fella, he seems to pull a crowd every now and then.
Yeah, when you're desperate, yes.
Oh yeah, no, we do. We have some great speakers.
I thought the keynote, just quietly, the keynote David Market this morning, he was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I think he definitely hit the mark as the opening keynote. People seem very happy.
Energy in the room.
Blowing up a few submarines helps.
and the good little poles on the screen, I thought that was
great. Yeah, they were great. People like those.
And didn't fall over with the internet, which was good.
Yes. Yeah, that's amazing, actually. That many people in the room.
It's interesting. I think a couple of years ago, we were wondering whether this would sustain itself. I think people have moved now from, I think as Keith said this morning, from people going, we need to convince you about it, to now people who are trying to get better at it. And that's
that's
a really good thing. Although the show of hands this morning showed there were still a lot of people early on their journey.
Yeah, and we are still getting a lot of people dipping their toe in the water. So the university contingent this year, there's still only two universities that have got more than around the 10 mark. Deakin and University of Adelaide. Otherwise, most of the universities here are at 1 and 2s. Government's the same, hardly touching government. So what we've got here is sort of the groovy digital companies, and then we've got the big financial startups, financial services, but we've got so many more people. As what was Nigel's thing? 20%.
Yeah.
By the year 2020. And I reckon we might get there, but it's still a lot of people are here in the 1s and 2s, and it's very hard to go back and make change with only that many people knowing or speaking Agile. So I think that then what happens often is they then come back with a bigger group and start the process. Is that what you picked up?
I think that's exactly what happens, yeah.
Yeah.
And the good thing is I think it's become self-sustaining in the point of view that everybody has it dialed into their calendars now.
Yeah.
It's a must-be. Everyone comes to that.
Yeah. Even though there were so many people also that this was their first conference.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that was... Interesting enough, though, I think with that instance, some of the people I've talked to, a number of those singular ones or their first conferences is because people in their company have had a chance to come before.
Yes, and they
now
swap.
They're sending new blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think there's a quotient of that as well.
Yeah, we were just talking to an ex-colleague who we looked at and went, you know, you'd be the last person we'd expect to see at an Agile conference. And
that's what's happened.
And willing to learn now. Yeah, so
people rope them in. Mm-hmm. And I think also a few people I've spoken to, the Sydney-Melbourne thing, so they only go to it when it's in their city.
Yes.
They can only get, you know, here on when they don't have to pay for all of the
travel.
Yeah, so.
And now your next venture is you're transforming service management, is that right? You've done the Agile thing, so now for the Agile guys.
That's proving a bit of a challenge. But we're also looking at a few different Agile events in the next calendar year, so... That'll be pretty exciting.
Watch this space.
Maybe around government. So we'll be having a government group tomorrow. Maybe 2 will turn up, maybe 20. Who knows? But we'll see if there's anything around that one. And then the other one is maybe just the complete opposite to Agile Australia, so something actually a little bit more one-track focus, more focus, more sort of away and not as inclusive. So maybe a smaller group on maybe a very particular topic, and we go a bit deeper rather than broader. But we'll wait and see what today and tomorrow delivers and what people are saying on the feedback. So,
and after you've had a few wines to stick.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Well, so, congratulations on an awesome conference.
Oh, and, thanks, Craig.
Yeah,
thank you.
And I think on behalf of the Agile community in this country, you know, without Slattery IT, who put a bit of faith in this in, what was it, 2009, we might have still been talking about it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that long ago, is it? Yeah, no. Thank you, Rachel.
Oh, thank you. And yeah, it's great. Everyone's here, hopefully enjoying themselves, and we'll be drinking tomorrow afternoon.
All right. Excellent, thank
Cheers.
You. All right.
Righto. Who else do we see? That's interestingly...
Interesting insight into the... And you don't always often see the background of a conference, right?
No. And I think Zhang also, who does an amazing job in the background as well, is also on the driving force.
So
I never see her because she's busy skidding around.
Yeah, so lots of organisers and things like that.
And look, lo and behold, who walks through the door? And she's trying to ignore us.
Kim Ballastron.
Kim Ballastron.
The last time we did a podcast said nothing on there, even though we introduced her. Kim Ballastron, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you guys?
Excellent.
That's good.
How are you doing the conference?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. I went to Jeremy's session.
Jeremy Benazra.
Yeah, that was cool. And also the Flow Perth one.
Ah, right. I've heard good things about that talk. What was their gist?
Oh, I was really interested because in the Canevan Meetup group, we've been working with the Telco Together Foundation and we're trying to do a project to study skilled volunteering and how not-for-profits and charities can better use skilled volunteering. So that's why I was really keen to see what Flow Perth were doing. I think they've got a really good model there. It's awesome.
What's the gist of it for those who listening and didn't see the talk? What's the basic?
So they basically organise weekends that are a bit like hackathons, but they put quite a bit of prep into it. They only work on one charity at a time, and they give a very focused effort. They get those charities to do quite a bit of background research and understand what they really want. Then they bring in, and they don't make it a 24 hours sort of weekend. They make it very reasonable hours weekend and get something done in that weekend, which is really good. Yeah, it's a really good, healthy model, I think. Yeah.
So what you're saying is work with your customer is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
The old chestnut. Mm-hmm. Listen to your customers.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And they have the senior people from the charities there on site and making decisions while they're there. And then, fantastic. Really good model.
Yeah. What's new in the world of Canevan? You run the meetup group in Melbourne. Where's that kind of evolving? Are you seeing pickup and more interest? Because I hear it mentioned a lot more.
Yeah, so I'm seeing a lot of new people join the meetup group. So what we're doing quite a bit of focus on at the moment is going back to the basics. So we're having sessions fairly consistently this year on getting back to the basics because last year was focusing on building the project out for Telco Together, which required a fairly reasonable amount of expertise. So it's back to basics this year, and then we'll just see where the group takes us after that.
You just got to teach people how to say it.
Yeah, Canevan.
There we go.
All right, well, great to see you, Kim. Enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, it looks like we're going to have to do the...
So this will be a podcasting first, Tony. We're going to ride an escalator.
Whilst podcasting?
Because the conference is on three levels.
It's got that big.
That is actually just... not. One of the things with this country is there's no really big conference centres.
No, not well.
And in Sydney, as Rachel was pointing out, the convention centre is falling out. So it's a sellout crowd here, 1,100 people, literally. Could not fit another person in, you know.
So how's the pressure on you, Craig, seeing as you're presenting this year?
It's like anything. I'll worry about the last responsible moment. I'll worry about that in 5 minutes before I go on.
Yeah. As usual, the last responsible moment was in the plane finishing it.
No, I don't do it on the plane, Tony. That's silly. I do it on the night before. So we're walking in now into the exhibition area. So you'll hear the noise volume rise up.
Let's go and...
Lots of sponsors here.
Yes. Let's have a look. A couple of the ThoughtWorks boys here. Greetings, guys. The Agile Revolution podcast.
Good afternoon.
How are we going?
So far.
So we got Ben Melbourne. We got Sean DeMore.
The Honda Say Hi Honda?
Yeah, some people call me JR, but John Delore.
Yeah, John Delore, or John of the Love, is that right?
I think we were actually talking how, by actually looking at what you use our software, you can change the software, and I was wondering whether they do something similar with a TV show like MasterChef, where they're actually testing, you know, whose candidate has got more polls or more love from their viewers, and they actually slightly change the way they shoot the show on the next day. So maybe apply agile and lean techniques to TV shows, but I'm sure they've been doing that for years.
Don't they have that in the TV industry now? It's either it goes on next week or it gets axed, isn't that the...
Yeah. We're expecting the same thing for this podcast as well. We expect you to test it and trial it before you go live with it.
I guess after 90 episodes, we've sort of got past the test of time now.
Yeah, we actually recorded 300, but only 90 made it. So you did a workshop yesterday, Ben. Tell us about that.
So I did a workshop titled Using Design Thinking to Drive Agile Planning, which is that sort of a crossover point of a lot of design tools, particularly collaborative design workshops, combined with a lot of the agile planning, so story writing, estimation, all that kind of thing. It's based on a lot of the tools and techniques we use in ThoughtWorks, and we've been evolving over the years and been able to leverage the benefits of both. It's pretty exciting, went really well, had a great engaged group. They didn't throw any curveballs at me, which I was a bit disappointed about. You know, the feedback seemed to be positive, which I was like, damn it, give me something constructive I can use and improve. But
And you're up today or tomorrow?
I've got a talk this afternoon. I think at the same time than you, Craig, if I'm not mistaken, quarter past four. And I'm going to be talking about how Agile helps with microservices, which may sound obvious, but wasn't obvious to me when I started with microservices. So do you have a little bit of learning sharing?
So tell us, how can Agile help with microservices? People listening to this weren't here.
Well, I guess because Agile is relatively complex technologically and moves a lot of the complexity, particularly to the infrastructure side, there may be a natural tendency to think that, oh, you're going to have to do a lot of upfront design, you're going to have to get things, you know, moving, get your infrastructure going before you start delivering functionality. And I don't think it does. And I think how Agile helps is that think that, you know, you can choose what you want in the microservices ecosystem and make it work for you, and always think about doing your infrastructure with delivering end user functionality. And it's only by doing that you're going to learn and adapt. So you need to learn and adapt your microservices as you learn and adapt your Agile techniques. And they go very well together.
Yeah, it kind of helps, I guess, with that. You know, if you're doing Scrum or any of those iterative models, getting that potential shippable increment, realizing that. And if you're doing a flow-based structure, it's really an evolving
Absolutely.
Type thing. And I think it takes us a while to realize maybe how to get there. I think microservices, you know, is really that culmination.
I actually talk about the fact that for me, microservices is really the grandchild of Agile and distributed system, as is the child of continuous delivery and web technology. So as the grandchild of Agile, you know, you have to be Agile to do microservices.
Yeah, absolutely.
I still don't see where the UI stuff comes in with microservices.
It has nothing to do with that, but we...
There's
something called shaving the yak, but anyway.
Sorry, I had to poke fun on a bit.
Awesome. That's right. I didn't listen to a word either of you just said for the last 2 minutes. So.
But it had some design thinking in there. So.
Thanks for waking me back up again.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
No,
thank you.
Good to talk to you.
Enjoy, boys.
All righty.
Excellent.
Always good to catch up with a few speakers.
Yeah. It's always, and those two particular guys are from ThoughtWorks. I've been working with those two particular gentlemen recently, so they're very good.
On microservices and design thinking, or something different?
Agile just in general. Who else have we got, Craig? It's always fun on the radar when there's so many people.
It is.
It's worthy.
So there's lots of people that you just kind of walk past, but... All right, I think I spy someone there. Daniel, Agile Revolution.
Oh, isn't it great?
Yeah. Oh, you guys are going to interview me.
Yes.
Yeah, we are, yeah.
So welcome to the Agile Revolution.
I know you got dessert in your hand, but there you go. So you're, the sales manager at Software Education?
Correct.
We could say they're Australia's leading
They
Agile
definitely are. Absolutely.
But I guess the interesting thing about where you sort of been in is you really have been pushing the IC Agile approach here. In in Australia, because we're a bit different down here. In other parts of the world, Scrum was really the predominant approach, and doesn't really have that foothold that it had elsewhere. So how are you finding people's interest in things like IC Agile?
I think at the project level, when teams are first picking up their practices, obviously they need to put a bit of a hook around things. There's a whole idea of that shuhari, and Scrum, Kanban approaches, all of that sort of works in that sort of small project level. What I think there is a huge divide between the business making calls and understanding what their problem is and working through that solution before it's thrown over a fence. And unfortunately, with a Scrum framework, things do get thrown over the fence. Scrum doesn't really tackle that conception and sort of that planning phase before you go into your delivery teams. And that's where the strength of IC Agile is. It's end-to-end. It's looking really at what is the core change that you need to make. It's the culture and the mindset. It's not necessarily the practices and tools at that team level.
Absolutely. And you just spent some time in Singapore. So what's the Agile community like over there?
I found them very Scrum orientated and very stuck in the rules of Scrum. I think there's a very keen community to want to learn. I saw a lot of the change being driven out of the lean sort of UX community there, whereas the Agile community were sort of stuck in those practices of a Scrum team, etc. There's a few cultural issues as well with the whole command and control. It's hard to get that servant leadership. It's hard to empower your teams because they're not used to that environment. So that's also a bit of a struggle.
Like a bit of keenness, I guess.
Definitely a very strong conference I went to over there with, I think there was around 700 people.
Agile Singapore.
Okay. So good community. Just needs a little bit more, probably that high-end direction and tackling the things that I guess Australia's been tackling for the last few years at that management layer and changing your organisation. Get the business agility side of things going.
Awesome. So whilst we're at it, get your plug in. What's the website?
www.softed.com.
Excellent. We'll let you look.
You just passed the test because you got it out. If you got it wrong, that's it. You're gone.
I nearly struggled, I tell you.
I'll let you eat him a lemon meringue pie, dude.
Thanks, mate. I'll eat my dessert.
Cheers, mate.
Oh, I love it. All right. So where is everybody? 1,100 people. I was expecting this to be a bit more of a crush, Tony.
I think they're everywhere, but...
I think they found anywhere they can just sit and talk.
It's like they're up against the walls, a lot of them, actually. So, but again, the vibrancy, you can hear it.
Absolutely.
1,100 on...
If we just stand here, will they come?
We could do the stand here and they will come, but I don't think they will, Craig. It might be a case of just jump in and grab someone we don't even know. What do you think about that?
Quite possibly.
Right. Who looks like a candidate?
Lots of people look at their phones. Where were we with our phones?
Yeah. They usually look at their phones when they're looking at us and they go, hey, these guys have got a microphone. Yeah,
that's it.
And they're coming near me, so...
Let's head past the coffee queue, the other side of the coffee queue.
We'll see. Past the coffee queue and see.
Which is actually where everybody seems to be.
Well, you know the old story. You've got to be caffeinated to stay awake. How are you, Ben Escudero?
Hey, Tony, how are you, mate?
Greetings, Antonio, and Julian. Oh, how are you, Julian? So this is the Agile Revolution podcast. We're doing box pops.
Okay.
So you're a box and a pop.
Okay.
So we need to choose Tony.
Keep it general.
So here we are at the Agile conference, Agile Australia conference for 2015. Highlights for you so far?
The DevOps talk.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. It's a very technical presenter who did not touch on any technical subjects at all. Talked about the really difficult parts of introducing DevOps into an enterprise. And obviously, I love the leadership keynote.
It was excellent. We'd be lucky enough to interview him, so listen carefully for that on theagilerevolution.com.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, excellent. And yourself, Julian?
Well, what are the highlights? Yeah, for me the keynote was a good opener. You know, great to hear about, you know, leadership in a context where, you know, general sort of progressive leadership principles maybe you wouldn't think apply, you know, that command and control Navy culture. So that was a great sort of context setter for the day for me. Yeah.
Did you guys hear about Ben Stiller? So the talk on launching a medical system in a hospital in Haiti. So they used
one of your colleagues.
Open MRS, and they had for the actual launch of the software. They had Ben Stiller come over and attend, and he dutifully put up a slide of Ben Stiller, right? Not the sort of thing you expect to see at an Agile conference.
Not at all.
No.
No, that's excellent.
Nice twist.
Yeah, nice little twist. Very good.
Thanks, sir.
And it seems to have grown massively this year. We've just been talking about there's a lot more people here this year. So.
Yeah, it's, I think we've overgrown the venue.
Yeah. Between the two venues.
Yeah. Then people aren't co-located on a number of different floors. So I was up there having a chat on level four. Maybe it's time for a new venue.
Excellent. All right, we're going to move on.
No worries.
I understand that you want to talk to me later. I will come
catch
see
up with you later. Cheers. Thanks.
Yeah, I'll catch you.
There we go. I spy with my little eye.
I spy with
someone
I
called Ryan McCurgo.
How you going, Greg?
How you doing?
Coming here, Nina.
Come on in.
Come in.
Yeah,
great. Agile Revolution podcast.
Fantastic.
So, how you enjoy the conference so far, Ryan?
Good. Early start, 6 a.m. flight. So that was a bit of a red eye flight. But once we got into it, really good so far. Enjoyed David Moll's talk about the one that you were stream lead for.
Dan Pink
motivators, yeah, to see how they measured happiness in their company and then what they did about the results.
Yeah, I think it's one thing to talk about the book and I think we could all agree to it, but actually someone who's then taken it and actually shown that's made a difference.
Yeah, putting it into practice, yeah. So I kind of took a photo of his questions from his survey, something to try when I get back to work.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And Nina, what about you? What do you do at Elaborate?
What I do at Elaborate, I'm a BA and delivery lead.
Okay. And what are you enjoying in the conference so far? What brings you here?
Just meeting everyone, getting some great inspiration, and also being in Sydney. Because I'm from Melbourne, and I always see the same faces, so it's quite great to meet someone. Some people from
Brisbane
Sydney.
Folk here.
Brisbane
folks, yes.
Brisbane.
Yeah. So is this your first Agile Australia, second Agile Australia?
Second.
Third for me.
Third?
Yeah.
Okay. You're a veteran now. So.
Yeah.
Yes, veteran now. Yep.
Excellent. And what's your thoughts on it this year as opposed to the other years?
Better talks, I think. I think last year there was too much theoretical and not enough practical for someone who's a doer. That's quite important. And this year there's a lot of practical applications can take back, which has been quite good.
Excellent.
And better food as well.
the important things.
Yep. So, yeah, what about the coffee though? Melbourneites get very particular about their coffee. Yes.
Yeah. Don't talk about
it. I went down the street for what is supposedly their good coffee. It's okay.
What's the things you see? I mean, you're doing some interesting stuff at Elaborate, and you've been on your Agile journey for a number of years. We've worked together previously.
Yeah.
What are some of the trends you're seeing? What challenges are you dealing with? What do you see keep coming up?
Yeah. I think one thing that I've observed, particularly with companies that adopted Agile early in the piece, is they're forgetting the fact that there's so many companies that are only just starting. And particularly with Agile Australia, we're looking for all the cool talks, but sometimes you have to go back to the basics and really help people that are just starting their journey. And that's where I'm working now, as a company that's just starting their journey. And there's a lot of work.
See, I think I'm glad to see, and being an advisor, I had a bit of a hand in this as well, I guess, but there's a basics track here this year, which just gets back to some of those, because there was this notion a few years ago that, we don't want to see another talk about retrospectives. And,
exactly.
And in fact, I'm glad we're not seeing another talk on necessary retrospectives.
They're my favourite.
But at least we are talking about those things that make it up. But I guess what I mean is we're not talking about retrospectives, but we're talking about how to improve and part of it.
So continuous improvement and all the different ways that you can do it.
Because basics are often just seen as practices, and actually it's not. It's the outcomes that we're looking for from those practices.
That's right. Going beyond simple adoption and more about how do you become agile, little a sense.
So we've got the first conference now, right? That's for people were just starting out.
So that's a new thing that started in Melbourne this year, First Conference. So it was specifically targeted for people that are just starting. So a lot of government people were there, and some of the big financial services companies in Melbourne.
Yeah. There's a website for that, is it?
Firstconference.com.
Gotta get it.
Maybe .au.
You can.
That's it.
And you guys also obviously do awesome stuff at Elaborate. So if someone needs agile help, where do they go?
Find us on Twitter. I basically talk to any of us. So if you find someone on Twitter, LinkedIn, go to our website, elaborate.com.au.
It's ELAVORH.
That's right. Yep. Look at your Agile Australia lanyard if you still got one. Basically, talk to anyone. We're more than happy to have a chat. Find out what you want help with and how we can help.
Awesome. Well, great to see you. We'll catch up a little later, but enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thanks for your time, guys.
Thanks,
again for the podcast. Cheers.
All right, who can we find now?
Well, let's have a look around.
Keep walking in a circle. Walk past a booth, see who you can find.
It must be getting close to ring the bell time, actually.
Must be.
The feedback seems to be very overwhelming that this year. That's the quality of the speakers up.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of work that I know that was put into to doing that.
That's excellent.
I think all the cool kids disappeared on us, Tony.
They took a run when they saw the microphone.
They did. Lots of people around, and what are you looking forward to this afternoon?
For me, I probably will go and see JR. No difference to you. No, of course I'll be in yours, Craig. I'm looking forward to yours, definitely. I think the one I was looking at, I'm just bringing up the conference app, which is fantastic.
In fact, I see Jodie Podbury. We should probably just wander on over.
Let's wander over that way.
How are you?
Hello, Jodie. Agile Revolution podcast. We're actually recording. We were just muttering to ourselves going, we couldn't really find anyone. And then we've got Natasha, both from Vodafone.
Yep. How you doing?
Good, good, good. Good to see you again.
Yeah.
So tell us all the awesome stuff that's happening at Vodafone Australia. is Agile saving the world?
Trying to, very hard. Tash is our head of UX.
So trying to save the world, one customer experience at a time.
Yep, and I'm just trying to help the guys evolve into a better version of Agile every day.
Yeah, she keeps us functioning on the straight and narrow.
With the odd joke every now and again.
Yeah.
So a lot of our listeners would know that Vodafone's stepped into the Agile, we've got Agile going, so how is it in terms of maturity? Where are you at in the journey?
We have a pretty fully functioning digital division that's still working with the rest of the organisation being Waterfall, which is working quite well, actually, surprisingly. It's been a big change for us this year.
Yes.
But so we were working pretty much within the digital team until then. And this year we've really stepped into managing that with a lot more projects flowing in from outside of the digital business. And we've had some teething problems, as you would expect, but we're adapting as we go, and really just the teams are starting to fire. So
that's great. And the reason I gave you the shudder was because I've been through that pain. It's my life as well, from the digital to the Waterfall, and try to mix the two, and I know the pain that it can be.
It is painful, for sure.
And you just got to stay strong.
Yes.
I'll come around eventually.
They will.
They won't have a choice.
We're starting to win friends and influence people. Tal's UX team is starting to be pulled further and further into broader and broader projects, so
which is great.
Yeah, I was going to ask, from a UX perspective, I mean, it's great to see UX people here at the conference, because I found the US community keep talking about very similar things, but it's good we had Irene speaking.
Absolutely, she was fantastic.
So yeah. How do you find with your team that people are embracing this? Does it actually help you achieve your goals as a UX team?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there are some people within the team that have had a lot of lean and UX experience and have sort of worked in more startup type environments, so they get the principles. But I've also got people who are very traditional UXs and, very much in the space of research and wireframing and long lead time. And it's interesting to see people go through their own struggle with those concepts. But in the end, I think everyone just wants to get a better product to the customer. So ultimately, when they see the benefits and they overcome their own sort of fears, then they see how it works. So it's working well.
And you find working more closely with the teams, you find then that, say, the developers tend to get a better design ethic just by the collaboration?
Yes, look, some more than others. I still find it quite interesting, you know, particularly non-front-end specialist developers really don't have their head in that space. But the more of that sort of practice we can bring in and the closer we can work, the more they start to see, you know, the value of getting things right and having that design consciousness, even if they don't really have a natural design eye. So having the guys, you know, sit and hair with them and do regular shoulder checks, all of that's really helping that culture. So we've got a long way to go, but yeah, we're heading in the right direction, which is great.
Great. Well, great to talk to you. And
you too.
You're on the journey. Enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you too.
Tony, you can get those plugs. All right, well, the buzzer is going on, so we all need to... be herded to our next session.
And we'll be back in the next big break.
We'll go and find some more people to harass.
Okay, viva la revolution.
Viva la revolution.